taking notes. There will be a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It's a Monday. It's the 12th of February, 2018. For those of you who want to, you know an important historical fact, it is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. I think that's an important historical fact. I didn't realize that Abraham Lincoln signed the Land-Grant College, a declaration in 1861. I learned that yesterday while I was at Michigan State University, saw Lincoln's proclamation on the wall from the fall of 1861, creating land-grant institutions like Michigan State, Iowa, Ohio State, Texas A&M, the list goes on. Anyhow, another just something else that Lincoln did in his spare time, created the land-grant colleges across this country. Pretty impressive. Still to come on the program today, Alan Sachs, Megan Barth, and your phone calls in the third hour here. Apparently, agents with the National Security Agency and the CIA paid a Russian operative $100,000 for damaging intelligence on President Trump after he took office in 2017. This has a variety of sources, but this is an alternate story that I found. But this is starting to fit a pattern of efforts that were undertaken after Donald Trump won the election on November 8th, 2016. Now there are a lot of questions whether John Brennan, former CIA director John Brennan, whether he was involved in the dossier creation, if he was in that loop. A lot of conversations now seems to be pointing in his direction. But the New York Times reporting Friday included an unverified 15-second clip of video showing a man in a room talking to two women. It was supposed to be Trump with two prostitutes in Moscow 2013. That promised intelligence incident appears to be related to a salacious detail found within the controversial Fusion GPS dossier, which remains unverified. Intelligence officials said they saw the information, quote, especially the video, as the stuff of tabloid gossip pages, not intelligence collection. But didn't change the fact that American intel officials, speaking to the New York Times, insisted they paid $100,000 to the Russian operative to get back stolen NSA cyber weapons and were not seeking the intelligence they claim. The payment was the first installment of the operative's $1 million demand. And intelligence officials cut off the deal because they were wary of being entangled in a Russian operation to create discord inside the American government. Too late. By the way, too late. The Russian operative, the report goes on to say, claimed the information would link the president and his associates to Russia. He never provided the NSA hacking weapons and instead produced unverified and likely fabricated information, so say some sources, about Trump that included bank records, emails, and what was purported to be Russian intelligence data. Doesn't it concern you deeply, at the very foundation of who you are as an American, to think that instead of working to help the newly installed president and the new administration, that these people are running around in the background, behind the curtain, spending $100,000 here and other money there, and the FBI was paying Christopher Steele, and the CIA was paying this other Russian operative hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars flying around, all in an attempt to discredit the recently elected president. It seems counterproductive. It seems treasonous. Now, I don't use that word lightly, but it does seem that way. If you continue to find evidence, the people were running around trying to undermine the administration, trying to find ways to discredit this president or have him driven from office, then yes, that to me sounds, well, treasonous. And I don't find any other way around it. Yeah. The CIA is trying to get away from this mystery over who this mystery Russian was. The CIA trying to back away from it. Meanwhile, where is Hillary Clinton? You gotta ask yourself, through all of this, where is she? Apparently, she's going to have a strategy for 2018. That, according to the Washington Post, Clinton followers are waiting patiently, hoping that she'll be back soon. Some talking about a 2020 comeback. Nothing I would like more. There's nothing I would like more than the 70-year-old Hillary Clinton to re-enter the political fray. I would like her to go on a book tour, stop in every city possible in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, North Carolina, Nevada, and of course, Michigan. I think that'd be the best thing. I think that the Republicans should fund the tour. It's the best possible thing that could happen. Hillary Clinton out there every day pounding the pavement is the best possible thing that could happen for Republicans. Nothing makes people want to vote for Republicans more than the sights and sounds of Hillary Clinton not being held accountable, not being held to account for any of the things that she's done or that her husband has done or will do. These are all important considerations. Anyhow, I look forward to Hillary Clinton. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about a couple of things. The $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan that will be put forth a little bit later today. And, of course, the State Department. Did Barack Obama's State Department play ball with Ben Cardin, a Democratic senator, also to undermine President Trump? And coming up in here in just a few moments, the weekly planner from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Take a look at all the important things going on, including what's going on with no-fault insurance and your premiums. That's coming up straight after the break right here on the Steve Gruber Show.